Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, a very tan chick with sports. What's Tom got in his crawl space? And what do you do if you spot your mother-in-law in a porn flick? It's all right after this.
Investigators leafed through city financial statements trying to learn how a man managed to steal $3.6 million from a government bank account. They came across another suspicious entry.
Leave a penny, take a penny.
It takes a while.
It takes a lot of
pennies.
Yeah,
it does.
Repeated payments of $49.95 to someone named John Awesome.
Really?
Prosecutors said that Mr. Awesome turned out to be a former city maintenance worker from the Bronx. The payments, they said, turned out to be memberships to two internet porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
The maintenance man was arraigned Saturday on larceny and fraud charges. He's accused of quietly taking $4,000 over 3.5 years, most of it in the form of automatic electronic payments to sexually explicit websites.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And the other, what was it?
Well, the $3.6 million, that's another investigation, but in the course of this, they found this Mr. Awesome.
Okay.
Johnny Awesome.
Man. Johnny Awesome.
You're my angel.
After a little bit, after some time in the slammer, he's going to be Johnny Fabulous.
Yes, he is.
I think. Just thought.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, Johnny Awesome.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny! Just from the news story, I understand I'm owed some money.
No, Johnny.
I'm some sort of winner, $3.6 million.
No.
What?
They found out about you and your porn sites.
Oh, no. That must be a different Johnny Awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is Johnny Awesome in the morning.
Oh, okay.
No, this is a guy who claimed he apparently, using New York City funds, somehow got some explicit porn site memberships.
Oh, this is simply a case of identity theft, apparently.
Ah.
Taking my identity. Johnny Awesome in the morning.
It is an awesome morning, isn't it?
It's an awesome, awesome morning. 72 on the outside, 73 on the inside.
So Johnny is Johnny Awesome a radio name, or is that your real name? Are you actually a Mr.
That's actually, I got to admit, it's a radio name.
What's your real name?
My name is Danny Awesome.
Oh, very clever.
Very smart.
I got to tell you.
Do you work alone, or do you have a sidekick?
As a matter of fact, it is time for sports. I got a sports guy here, but I turn it over to him. It's about 5 till the top of the hour. Let's go over to sports.
Thank you, Johnny, and sports this morning.
Wow, Chick's getting around.
What's your name, sports guy?
Chick.
Are you Chick Awesome?
Chick McGee.
Wow.
Wait a minute, who's this?
Bob and Tom. We do have nationally syndicated radio show. Where are you guys out of?
Well, this is awkward.
You sound just like a guy we have named Chick. But
Craig Call.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Who's that man with the deep, deep tan? It's Chick McGee, ladies and gentlemen. How did you get more tan yesterday?
Oh, I knew it was coming. You wouldn't listen to me.
Kicked in.
Ace and I are the same shade now.
Wow.
It's not far off.
No. Right?
Remember the commercials for Man Tan?
You should see my chest.
There was the orange guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Chick McGee. There's Ace over there, our engineer. That's Josh.
Hey.
Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Christy Lee is right next to me. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Just touching base on...
touch base.
A little bit of baseball and football.
Tagging up.
Interesting stuff. The beer, Fitzmagic beer, which was a big deal last week with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the bench now, I guess.
Just goes to show you.
An expiration date on that beer. 2 weeks, apparently.
So, this journeyman quarterback has an incredible run. He finally comes back down to earth, loses a game, gets benched. Mm-hmm. And you're chuckling.
Hey, look, he's making $10 million a week or something. I'm not too concerned about him.
Okay.
He's doing
Plus, he's got
fine.
That big brain, right?
Yeah. Smart guy. We have a lot to get to here, including some requests. Once again, our request line is what, Josh?
888-262-8661.
Text us your request if you
like. I get 10 cents per text.
Pull over. We'd love to hear if you don't get anything.
Yeah.
And coming up, we have some very exciting stuff, including an answer to one of the most classic lines in the history of jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something actually happened that is that has been a line and a joke for, I think, more than a century.
Is the punchline it's in the sink?
No.
certainly a good joke.
It is.
But
yeah,
that's not the one. I'm sorry. Back to you, Chick.
In case you missed it, please, you owe it to yourself to go look at Wilson Contreras getting hit in the groin in the top of the eighth in the Cubs-Brewers game yesterday at Wrigley. Brewers win that game yesterday 3-1. Brewers win the National League Central, and the Cubs have to go and play the National League wildcard game, today. So good luck to everybody. But you gentlemen especially.
The ball bounces, just goes right into the groin area.
And it's one of those look where it almost picks up speed as it hits the ground.
And as Christy pointed out, we were watching it off the air, the crowd is just right there staring at him, and he's trying to do various kind of exercises.
They all know. And they're like, oh.
Yeah, it's rough.
They feel horrible for him.
And what happens to your body when you get hit in the groin like that?
Well, as Ralph Harris once famously said, the room gets humid. And then you want to. I took a helmet in the in high school football practice one day, and I wanted to die. much like now.
But you've gotten over it, though.
Okay. Colorado at the Cubs tonight in the National League wildcard game. 8:05, everybody. And then Oakland and the Yankees. Let's see, that's tomorrow for that wildcard game.
Okay.
Let's see, where were we? As we said, Dodgers earn a 5-2 win over Colorado, and they're in the National League West. Brewers, a 3-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley. They win the National League Central. Christian Yelich, single to home run, 3-for-4 to win the National League batting title at .326 average. And, of course, in spies like us, the question that Chevy Chase asked the villagers as they land in Pakistan, okay, who won the American League home run title in 1953? Of course, the answer to that, Al Rosen of the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Last night, on Monday night.
I met him several times.
You met Al Rosen?
Many times.
Oh, he was a great player. He almost won the he might have won the Triple Crown, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was great, man.
And, of course, Bob Feller signed my mitt.
Right.
But the best thing in that movie is...
Spies Like Us?
Yeah, remember the best thing in the movie?
Sure.
They suddenly, in the distance, they hear.
Hey, that's Soulfinger. Yeah. By the Marquee.
What a great song.
Wow.
Remember this one?
Yeah.
You don't like that song?
No, it's just really, really loud.
Well, if it's too loud, you're too old.
Soulfinger
by the Marquee.
That's great. It is great.
Da, da, da,
great
da,
song.
Da, da, now, Christy, you seem... you seem stressed. Is there anything going on in your
life? I'm great.
Yeah, Christy's moving Thursday and Friday, and then she just found out she has to work Thursday night. And
yeah. Hey, it's ladies' night. I'll be ready for a drink. That's what it is.
Ladies' night.
Yeah. And
feelings right.
Yeah, and it's supposed to rain all day Thursday, too.
Check local listings.
Yeah.
you got a pickup truck? What? Don't you have an encased moving van or something?
Yeah, but they still have to get from the truck to the house. You know?
So you've already got the booze. You took that over to the house on your own.
Nobody goes. It was boxed yesterday. I saw the box.
You know where it is.
Keep
track of that. Get some ice.
You know how we talk about food in the mornings and we all want one?
Right.
You said booze and my mouth started watering. Is that a problem?
No.
Get a little quick drink.
Okay.
A little nip.
Oh, guess what? I probably shouldn't bring this up on the air. We were packing yesterday. Your friend Amy was over helping me out. And she comes upstairs and she goes, I found this hidden in your basement.
Oh, yes.
Look.
Is that have your girls been having some parties?
Apparently. There was a half a bottle of Fireball, chick. Yeah.
Did you bring it to take the edge off Elvis?
No.
Wait a minute. Do you think that... Did the girls have it in the basement?
Hell yes. I don't drink Fireballs. Well, somebody did. So my youngest one gets in the car from school yesterday, and I go,
hey.
Hey.
How was your day?
I go, you have a taste for some Fireball? She goes, what the heck are you talking about, Mom? So I think it was the older one.
Mm-hmm.
when she was probably.
You think?
I think you're going to be told it was the older one's friend.
You may want to save that. You may need that 36 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good point. In case somebody's up for a Supreme Court nominee. Yeah.
Nothing says ladies' night like a shot of Fireball.
It was just so cute because she walks up the stairs and she goes, I kind of found this hidden in the basement. I doubt it's yours. I go, you're right. I wouldn't
could be a lot
hire
worse.
Mine.
What a night.
Did you find some other stuff when you?
John,
kidding. See, when you have boys, you find all kinds of things. Would you like a lighter? I have 400 of them.
No, that's
and
okay.
And I don't smoke.
You don't find any lighters.
Well, you will. Just keep looking.
Did she say where it was hidden, like under the couch? Or?
It was somewhere in an ottoman or something. I don't. We have an ottoman that opens up where you put blankets in.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But I never go down there. Well, I don't.
They knew that.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, wait till you open up the fold-out couch and find a Japanese flag.
Oh.
Well, first of all, I don't have a fold-out couch, so I don't have to worry about it.
Sorry. For those parents out there, it was a little.
You know, it just dawned on me. Maybe that's the popularity of basements, kids having parties away from their parents but still at home.
Yeah.
Things are hidden. Things can happen. Turn the lights
out. But you're right there.
Everybody kisses.
Yeah, there's a crawl space. This has been going on for a long time.
Really?
Crawl space?
The United States Senate just found out about it.
You're doing things in a crawl space?
No, you hide stuff in the crawl space. You don't have a crawl space next to in part of your basement?
I do, but no one would go in it.
No, that's exactly why that's where you hide stuff. Wow. Hey, Sherlock.
But I mean,
where won't mom look? I know the crawl space.
Well, you really thought about this. Is that where you had your porn mags?
No, because the crawl
Senator asked, answer the question.
I didn't have porn mags. I.
Yeah? Yeah?
I hit them in the Devil's Triangle.
The Devil's Triangle. That's a drinking game. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is.
You didn't. Well, the crawl space doesn't have it's got a dirt floor.
Yes, or
so
gravel.
You can dig a little hole and bury stuff in the dirt?
Yeah, but then no one ever goes in there. Did your crawl space have like a cage thing over it so you could?
No.
Like,
we didn't have a basement when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
That's how poor. Josh, that's how poor we were.
I don't think there are a lot of crawl spaces and I never even saw one.
Okay. The crawl space in my new house.
It depends on the type of land, soil, et cetera. But I'm just saying, the basement, if there's a crawl, it's a good place to hide stuff.
No, in our crawl space, you'd have to climb up to get in it.
Do you have a water softener in the basement?
Yes.
Yeah, go look behind that thing. It'll be a full-stocked bar. There'll be a bong the size of a canoe paddle. I'm just saying. Sorry.
What did you call the oldest girl and ask her what was up?
No, it was her birthday yesterday, so I didn't want to, bring it up. I knew. It obviously was her friends.
It's been going on for a while.
Gosh, I hope she hears about this.
Oh, she will. I'm sure.
Hey, your mom's talking about the fireball.
What are you
going to
do,
punish?
I mean, it's not like...
Just funny because she just...
Well, didn't you have a friend that he borrowed his dad's car and he found out when he was 60 years old and his dad still got mad?
Oh, no. His dad was well into his 70s. You know what happened, don't you? Well, I'll be careful here. Well, it doesn't matter now, but my close friend, I happen to tell the story on the air...
Once again,
he would.
Yeah, ruining.
Yeah,
you say two things. You say, "Man, I've got a lot of friends, and I'm a loyal.
I can keep a secret,
and you can't do either."
Okay, well, here I'll get. here's something interesting. Hear this music. I'm going to tie this all together very quickly now.
Is this no?
Yeah, this is a friend of mine. Without saying any names. The bass guitarist on that and my buddy used to roll their dad's car out of the garage and then take it for a spin when they were, shall we say, underage. Mm-hmm. And then I was something had happened at one point, and I told the story on the air, and my friend's dad heard about it, once again, well into his 70s, and then didn't talk to my friend for a couple of weeks. He was so upset about it.
Oh, my goodness.
But it had happened many, many, many years before. So there you go. sure they were stealing cars and were underage, but they were stealing their parents' cars.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, things happen.
I bet parents have found a lot of stuff hidden in the basement.
Oh, I'm sure.
My room used to be in the basement when I grew up. And my parents would hide our Christmas presents in our rooms because they knew that we would not look there for them.
Oh, that's clever.
It was. They would go like way deep in our closets.
No kidding.
That is clever. Yeah. Were they already wrapped?
No.
Oh.
Now, my favorite story about finding stuff, though, doesn't involve drugs or alcohol. It involves the...
Money?
No, the guy that called in and they found a 16-millimeter movie.
Oh, boy.
In a can.
Snuff.
And it wasn't a snuff film, but they went and they rented.
Jeez, that really escalated.
It's like 8mm, the movie 8mm?
No, it was 16mm, so right. It was the serious stuff. They rented a projector.
Oh, Lord.
And they started watching, and it was this fellow's wife's mom in a porn film.
Amazing. Wow.
Would you watch?
Then the question is, how quickly do you turn it off?
Yeah.
Who am I in the scenario?
You're the husband.
You're the husband. Your
and I'm
wife.
Watching my mother-in-law?
Yes,
in a porn film.
I don't
but you've gone to the trouble to rent a 16-millimeter projector now, so you're like $40 into this enterprise.
Yeah, I'd probably have to watch it to see where she takes it in the end.
I bet she did take it in the end.
Oh, my God.
I think the correct answer, Josh, once again for the second time in 2 weeks, Josh is the moral center of this show, has failed me. No, of course, you turn it off immediately. Utterly inappropriate.
Well, the age-old question, would you rather watch a dirty movie with your parents, or a dirty movie that has your parents in it?
The first one.
Yes.
Really?
I
want to watch your
for
parents
sure.
doing it.
Oh,
even my parents, who are more like my brother and my sister, I wouldn't. I don't
you don't
know,
want to see
man.
No.
There's a dilemma. Well, no, I better shut up.
No, this is great. I'm loving this. You keep talking.
Somebody get
Christy some sake.
As a kid, I was making a little bit too much noise downstairs. I had the TV up too loud, and they were upstairs, and my father came to the top of the stairs and evidently was so angry he had forgotten that he was in a various state of undress.
Unusually angry state of undress.
Let's put it this way. There were three fingers pointing at me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unfortunate.
He came down.
What are you doing?
Naked?
No. He was at the top of the stairs.
Oh.
One Thanksgiving, the whole family was in my grandparents' basement. We had just finished. And they were going to show Rudolph or something. And my grandpa said, well, I should tape this so that I have it all year round for the grandkids.
Oh, that's nice.
So there were about 15 of us, young, from age 1 to... whatever my grandparents were, 60. And my grandpa was like, all right, here's a tape. I'll put this in and see what's on it before I record over it. And he put it on and he put it in and he hit play. And there was a guy just standing there with a huge boner. It was clearly the beginning of a porn. And the whole family was just there looking at the TV.
Well,
yeah,
somebody got the drumstick.
Good for Grandpa, though. You knew
I like
he was
to call
kinda...
that the wishbone.
He quickly turned it off, and he blamed it on my Uncle Mike.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.